Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Charities and non-governmental organisations are meeting in Dublin this lunchtime to discuss the accommodation crisis facing Ukrainians who are arriving here seeking refuge. Among the groups taking part is the Irish Red Cross, which since March has been tasked with the collating and processing of pledges of accommodation from the general public for Ukrainian refugee families. A short time ago, we spoke to the Secretary General of the Red Cross, Liam O'Dwyer, who began by giving me the latest information he has on the accommodation situation.
At this stage, we can say that the government have informed us that nearly 8,000 refugees are now living in pledged accommodation. And that's broken down by roughly 4,900 at this stage in pledged accommodation through local authorities and ourselves. And then a further just over 3,500 are with ad hoc arrangements where people have offered over Facebook or through personal contacts and have taken people in. That said, there are other pledges out there. There's no doubt about that. Our concern has always been that while we contact people and we set all of the arrangements up, obviously then the placement is done once you identify a refugee family and you match that family with the householder in question. Mm. And that needs to be resourced. And I think we have been saying all along that particularly, say, for local authorities who are doing a very significant amount of the placement, that you need specific staff for that.
So at this stage then, it is the case, as far as you can see, that there are pledges of accommodation which have not been taken up.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, people ring us every single day in relation to that, and they ask when is their pledge going to be taken up. Now, sometimes when they ring us, then we're in a position to make a move on that. But other than that, we certainly know that there's a good number of pledges out there. But that said, I think we have to be very careful of this because quite a number of the pledges are in rural areas, and it is quite difficult to put, in particular families, a woman and two and three children out in rural accommodation. And that's the challenge of this. It's not a straightforward placing of someone in accommodation. It's a much more complex piece of business.
But perhaps just leaving that aside for a moment, do you have a figure for the number of places that haven't been taken up but are available?
Well, I mean, you could the figures that I would have at this stage would be somewhere between 2,000 and 1,500. But I'd have to give a caution with that figure, because, again, as I say, that while we have all of those pledges and they're in the system, many of the pledges are in rural areas and will be difficult. And we have found it quite difficult to place people in accommodation in those areas.
You mentioned a moment ago about the need to resource local authorities, because they're the people who actually manage all of this on the ground. Is there a problem at that point in the local authorities? Do they simply not have the resources to deal with the accommodation that might be available?
Well, to be frank, I don't know, in the sense that I can see some local authorities have clearly resourced and have delivered, and other local authorities haven't. And I think the point that we're making the whole time is that it's important to have resources, because this is not a paper exercise. This is an exercise where you're making contact with two sets of people and then you're bringing them together. And you need resources for that. You need human resources, people who are able to do that type of work and have the time for that work.
Given the discussion and publicity around all of this in recent days and weeks, has that meant that new people are coming forward offering accommodation? Has there been any uptick in that?
I know a number of weeks ago we were receiving about 3 pledges a day, whereas now it has gone up to 8 or 9 pledges a day in the last week. And again, look, the general public have been fantastic in this area, because they have seen that there's a problem with accommodation, given the huge numbers that are here. And they can see the struggle that is.
Just, Liam, before I let you go, perhaps I could ask you for a comment on this story that appeared in the Irish Times today about the Red Cross settling with, a former employee, a woman who alleged that she'd been sexually assaulted at a Red Cross event. Now, I don't want to go into the details of the case, but were there lessons learned from this by you and the Red Cross? Have you gone back to your protocols? Are you satisfied it was dealt with correctly?
No, I'm very, very much so. It happened a good number of years ago at this stage, I think about 8 years ago. And the practice of going out and collecting at festivals and events like that, which was a practice we had at the time, we don't have that practice anymore. But I am satisfied that all of the procedures, the matter was handled correctly.
Liam O'Dwyer, General Secretary of the Irish Red Cross.